Episode 106. Oh, 107. 107. I'm sorry. 107.
108.
108.
Whoa, 107. Just 107. Oh, my goodness.
We just did 107.
Okay. Episode 108 of the Top Shelf Podcast. And I do want to put a warning out. This is going to get very, very,
intense. It's going to be very civil.
The two fellas below me on the Zoom screen are going to make this very uncomfortable for Josh G and I. They are both very opinionated when it comes to who is the greatest basketball player of all time. Mm. Jose's on the side of Michael Jordan. Jose, nice jersey, buddy.
Thank you.
Nicholas is on the side of LeBron James. Nick, up, baby?
What's up? I feel like we should talk about this.
We will. We're going to talk about it.
And then the two guys up top care, but maybe have slightly different opinions. Yep. Josh G, what's up, baby?
Yo, I'm here. I'm just here literally to mediate and hopefully offer some comic relief. I really don't have a dog in the fight. I will tell you I have an opinion, but I'm not passionate about it.
Okay.
I will offer my opinion, but I think we're going to have to mediate this more than most episodes need to be mediated. Lenny, you tend to narrate and kind of, you know, maneuver things around, ask some questions. And I think it's important that you give these guys each almost like a debate. Like, you need to be Chris Wallace here for a little bit.
Okay. Well, listen, when I say stop talking,
you didn't do a very good job. Be somebody else.
Stop talking, you guys. Just stop talking.
So you need to let each of these guys say who they think the GOAT is and why, and then you kind of need to bounce around a little bit.
Okay. So the debate today is going to be who is the greatest player of all time, Michael Jordan or LeBron James?
You can't pick somebody else?
No, this is what we've been talking about forever.
Okay.
Right. As clearly Jose's wearing a Michael Jordan jersey and Nicholas feels that LeBron James is the most dominant player in any position that he plays over the last ever since basketball has been created.
You're saying forever, really? Forever. Right.
Forever. I'm going to start with Jose because you have the jersey on. And let's start with the original GOAT, the man who created, the greatest of all time, Michael Jordan. Jose, you have the floor. Listen, I'm going to set a timer. Give me 1 second. Talks amongst yourselves. I'm going to set a timer for 1 minute, 15 seconds.
It's a rap battle.
A rap battle. All right. timer, 1 minute, 15 seconds. Jose, tell me when you're ready. I'll hit start.
Oh, he's ready.
So, Nick, this is how it's going to play out. Jose is going to get a minute 15. Josh and I will interject on what Jose thinks, and then you'll get a minute 15 about LeBron, and then we'll see some rebuttals. Ready, Jose? Go.
Contrary to popular belief, I'm not going to be argumentative here.
Oh, of course he's frozen.
I'm
going to
keep it cool. So I'm just going to say Michael Jordan is obviously my favorite of all time and is the GOAT. He played in a tougher era. Like, they were tackling people and weren't even getting flagrant fouls. They weren't going to the clock or every time someone pushed the other gentleman that we're speaking of, who I will not name, throws his hand up to go to the computer and to the screens to get calls because all he does is – I'm surprised his wrists don't hurt from either masturbating too much to Michael Jordan or complaining to the refs too much. But if we wanted to get into stats, he's 6-for-6 in NBA Finals. He's 6-for-6 for finals MVP. He's not 4-9. He's also 3-0, which is, I think, the big stat.
He's 4-6.
I'm sorry. He's 6-0. He won 6 championships with the same team. He didn't have to go to 3 other teams to do it. He didn't have to stack. He didn't have to go to Miami and stack and have a dinner night to the round table. Hey, Chris Bosh, why don't you come join the party? Hey, Dwayne Wade, do you mind if I come here? Hey, ESPN. Come to my old gym in Ohio and let's do the decision. Oh, by the way, I'm taking my talent to South Beach. And then,
anything to do with basketball.
And then, by the way, I'm going to Los Angeles too to ride Kobe's coattails. RIP him and Gianna. So he doesn't have to stack his team. He doesn't have to to talk to, you know, other people's agents, or talk to his best friend to be other people's agents, to bring them to the places that he is, to help him stack his team to win championships. Mike stayed in the city. He trusted the process. He trusted the management. He trusted the ownership. And he brought all those guys. He brought a Scottie Pippen from Central Arkansas to be the number two on his squad.
Wow, he didn't have to go to –
Mike. He didn't have to go. He helped him. He pushed his ass every single day.
Jose, five seconds.
He didn't have to go to South Beach and grab another person who was already in the league, who already won a championship.
All right.
And he also didn't have to go to AD in Los Angeles.
Josh.
Take that.
AD went to him.
Hold on, Josh.
Take that.
And wait, before we get on that, one more thing. How many pairs of the other gentleman's sneakers do you wear, Nick? Oh, that's right. Let me help you. Don't worry. I'll wait for the answer. Zero. I got
that's
it.
That's not true.
No, I want to point out.
Hold on. Hold on. It's Josh's turn. Hold on.
I want to point out that Jose promised not to be argumentative. And clear, he obviously did not pay attention to the last episode on trust.
He did not.
Because I have lost trust in Jose. But he's clearly passionate. He's clearly passionate. And that's why it just came out, the argumentative side.
Do you see why I said we had to have that episode first?
It's not argumentative. It was.
You're being argumentative.
I'm not being argumentative. I'm just stating facts.
Nick made a point in the middle there that, you know, none of this has anything to do with basketball. It was more so just about political moves that LeBron made, and that's a pretty good point. You really didn't talk much about Jordan's game, who we all know is, you know, his game is incredible, and in my opinion. Since I'm probably not going to get asked because you guys could go on this all day, I think Jordan is the greatest of all time. But for basketball reasons, you know, but I'll let you – I don't want to add too much to this before Nick has a chance for his rebuttal. But I will say, very argumentative, Jose.
So let me
– passionate.
Let me throw this out there. The ratings for Game 6 of the NBA Finals was 5 million viewers. Last year, they averaged 18 million viewers for the finals. Mm-hmm. Michael Jordan's last NBA title, he had 36 million viewers watch him on his last title that he won. 36 mm-hmm. million. LeBron had 5 million on Sunday. Nick, I'm going to give you a minute 30 because that's how long Jose took because you weren't shut up.
Give him 2 minutes. I don't care.
Okay. We'll give him 2 minutes. Let me reset the clock to 2 minutes.
You know, real quick, I do feel like the ratings thing, this is a weird time. Honestly, I completely forgot the fucking game is on.
Yeah.
And I followed, you know, the series, everything. So things are weird right now, but ratings are – I'm not using that as a testament to what somebody is because
– Well,
let me – going to blame everything on COVID.
No. Let me say – Let me say this.
Jose, everything stop
on COVID.
It.
Hold on, you
blame
two.
Everything
Jose.
On COVID.
Hold on.
Jose.
Jose, you had your chance. Let me say this. There's nothing else to do because of coronavirus. People should be watching sports because it's the only thing on TV.
I've watched less TV now than ever.
You're literally the only person in the world.
Nick, I'm going to hit start. You have your 2 minutes. Ready?
Jose, see, this is why I wanted to have the conversation about trust first because right now.
You're the only person in the world that's watched less TV and COVID. You haven't started the clock yet. You haven't started the clock yet.
Yes, he did. Yes, he did. Fine. Anyways, Jose's tampering with my trust in him. Listen, so here's – and I'm going to be completely honest in this statement. LeBron James is the best basketball player we have ever seen play the game. He is the best basketball player we have ever seen the game. I personally feel because of the nostalgia and the allure – that Michael Jordan brought to the game that we forever hold on to, it puts Michael as the greatest we've seen because there's so many other factors to that. But if we're talking about the sport of basketball, LeBron James is the best person we have ever seen to pick up the ball. Jose likes to use facts like, oh, Michael's 6 for 6. He went to the NBA Finals 6 times and he won the championship 6 times. Oh my God. But here's the thing. LeBron James has been to the NBA Finals 10 times, right? And out of 10 times, he's won 4, yes, and he's lost 6. He went with the frigging Cleveland. No, I'm not high. Jose, say it out loud so the people can hear you.
I'm not interrupting you anytime, sir.
As just looking at the sport, just looking at the game, tell me one thing that Michael does better than LeBron James.
Win.
That's wrong because LeBron has the most wins ever. Oh, you're talking about consecutive finals. Okay, so when LeBron gets to six finals, what is your argument then? When he wins his sixth ring, what is your argument then? Oh,
we'll
Michael went 6-for-6?
Well,
that doesn't count. LeBron never got knocked out of the finals, knocked out in the first round. Michael did. Frequently. Now, here's the argument that I'm hearing lately that's really pissing me off because it's ludicrous, right? Oh, Michael stayed with one team. Kobe stayed with one team. X, Y, Z. So here's the thing. What LeBron has done is harder than staying with one team. Because, again, if I stay with a team that has a winning culture, right, that has obviously a winning coach, a winning GM, a winning owner, and they've proven that they know how to win, chances are when you have the best player of your era on that team, they're going to continue to win. Just makes sense to me. That's my logic. LeBron James has went to outside of the Miami Heat and the Lakers. When he went back, he got drafted to Cleveland, had no chance, took a bullshit team with Booby fucking Gibson to the NBA Finals and Anderson Barajal. When was the last time you heard any? Delonte West was screwing his mom and then got strung out on coke and just got bailed out. Please spare me with that. And he took that team to the NBA Finals, that team, before he even had hair on his balls. So you're going to have to miss me with that argument right there. And then he went to the Heat and learned how to win. Yes. I'm sorry. You're going to tell me. So I personally feel, so if LeBron and Michael are 1 and 2, where do you put Scottie and D-Wade? Both top 20 players in the NBA? No?
No, D-Wade's not a top 100 player.
Oh, no. Yes, for sure. Dwayne Wade is, for sure. Absolutely. But Dwayne Wade was better when LeBron went to the Heat than Michael Jordan, than Scottie Pippen was when he went to the Bulls.
All right, so Nick,
I'm losing trust in Lenny right now with that statement.
Your 2 minutes is up. It's time for Josh.
Hold on, can I just wrap up there?
Go ahead.
Basically, my statement is this. If you are the best player of your era, right, and you're on a winning team that has a lot of the winning pieces returning over and over again with the best coach in the world, Phil Jackson, the best owner at some point. You know what I'm saying? Like, you're going to continue to win. For LeBron to keep going to these teams, look at the teams that he went to. They weren't winning before he got there. They win when he gets there.
And the then Heat they weren't winning win before he got there? They won a championship before he got there.
With fucking Shaq and D-Wade.
Shaq was 97 years old and was falling apart, and they still won the championship.
No, he wasn't. Don't. That's cap. Shaq went to the Heat right after his Lakers run. So you can't do that. Shaq didn't start falling apart until he went to the Celtics and the Suns and all those bullshit teams that he rounded out.
What about AD? What about AD?
Oh, so wait. So here's my argument to this, right? So when Kobe had Shaq, why didn't anybody fucking chastise Kobe?
I'm chastising Kobe, RIP.
You're bullshit. Only person you chastise is LeBron James. That's the only person you chastise because you're biased. Oh, he made the decision. He was 20 fucking years
but
old.
You also know why else? You want to know why else I'm trust? You want to know why I chastised LeBron too? Because even when Kobe in his prime, when he got fouled, he'd get the fuck up. He'd take the foul. He'd go to the ref and be like, he fouled me. He'd go down the court. Let me talk. Shut up and let me talk. He would go up the court. Shut up. He would go up the court. He would lock down that person who fouled him, just like your boy who does the podcast there, who he faked the ball in his face. What was his name?
Fucking little pretty boy.
On the Kings. Matt Barnes.
Again.
So he's talking shit to Matt Barnes.
He said that Matt Barnes. Right. He wasn't even looking at Matt Barnes when he flinched the ball. Everything is perception. In your mind, it's replaying like, oh, my God, everybody just got back up and ran out of court. Bullshit. They've always argued for fouls. I'll show you 2,000 pictures of Michael sitting there yelling in a ref's face because he didn't get the call. But you want to see him live in La La Land.
Bill Laimbeer used to tackle him, tackle him, you psychopath. So do you watch basketball?
Yes, obviously more than you.
Obviously not in the 90s, you weirdo.
You get smarter as you play the game. So here's the thing, right? And Shaq has touched upon it because we all know I love Shaq. Shaq has said it. When Shaq played the game, you want to know why Shaq didn't get calls?
because Shaq is bigger, better, and stronger than everybody. And when people run into Shaq or try and tackle Shaq, it just doesn't affect Shaq the same way as it would the average player. Shaq said, had I sold calls, I would have gotten more stats. I would have been better. So LeBron, being the smartest, on top of best, the smartest basketball player we know, has learned he has to sell the call. That's why
every single play, he gets fouled every single play, every single play.
Yes,
every play.
The man is 6'8", 250-something pounds, running at the speed of a fucking – yes.
Maybe he should have played football then. Maybe he should have played football.
He was going to.
Nasty tight end.
All right.
He lost. Okay. He lost. That's why he had 5 million people watch his championship, because all he does is fucking complain.
Here you go.
He's a big fucking baby.
You give that bullshit stat, because now Jose's going to take this as if somehow diminishes LeBron.
It does.
All right. All right. Joshua, I need you to – put some life into this conversation, because you guys are so boring.
Well, yeah, I think that was the antithesis of boring there. I mean, Nick, I think Nick's voice cracked for a minute when he started yelling. It was that. I mean, the passion was awesome.
This whole thing is bullshit, man.
Lenny, if it's game 7 of the most important series of all time, this is the series that decides it all. Which guy do you want on your team? Like, he's going to have to take the shot. There's 20 seconds left. Who legitimately, really think about this. Who do you want to take that shot on your team?
Who do I want to take the shot, or who do I want with the ball?
Who do you want with the ball?
LeBron James.
LeBron, really?
I feel like LeBron is going to make the best basketball decision.
Better than Michael Jordan.
Yeah, because Michael's taking the shot. Michael's taking the shot. See, Jose, stop this bullshit. Michael's taking the last shot. This is why I say, who do you want to have the ball? Or who do you want to take the last shot? Michael's taking the last shot, no matter what. No matter what. And if he misses it, Jose's happy. If he makes it, oh, my God, he's the great person. This is bullshit. And this is why. So game five, LeBron James in the final seconds drives to the basket, right? In Jose's opinion, if LeBron James is the greatest basketball player ever, he takes that shot, correct?
Yeah.
So LeBron James drove to the basket and went up over five Miami Heat players.
Hello?
Defying the laws of physics and gravity, right? You think he was supposed to still take that shot? That was the best possible
According to what you said earlier, he gets fouled on every play. So he would have got to the line, and he still would have won the game.
They're down by two.
They would have tied the game, went into overtime.
No, but that's not.
He would have got two free throws. He would have made them. They would have went into overtime, and we don't know.
The right play to do is kick to the open person who is also the best three-point shooter on your team.
He went to Carolina.
But he gets chastised for that every time. Like, every time LeBron makes the right choice, and the person that he made the choice to give the ball to lets him down, everybody chastises LeBron. Nobody chastises fucking Danny Green for missing the wide open three.
He got death threats. His wife got death threats.
But look at this. Right now, you're focusing on LeBron because he didn't take that last shot over the five fucking Miami players.
Your black mouth over there in North Dartmouth, you said he gets fouled on every play. I said every play, and you said every play. Just like Shaq, he got fouled. He changed the rules of the game.
Does he get a foul, a call every play? So no.
He cries? Yeah, he goes to the ref. They change the calls all the time. Did you not watch the playoffs?
No, you're bullshitting. You're bullshitting. Oh, Nobody changes the fucking calls for him.
Are you serious? I text you three times. Three times the game I was watching, and you said, I don't want to talk about this anymore. And then you stopped talking to me after I called it three times.
What am I going to tell you to save it? Because they don't change calls. You're like, oh, here he goes whining again.
Everything's a foul with him.
Lenny, you're a foul. You're coaching game 7. Who do you want to have the ball to win the game?
Kevin Durant?
Serious talk.
Michael Jordan.
Okay.
He's a closer.
Can I ask you a question?
He's a closer. Exactly. He's a closer. Exactly my point. And again, I don't have a dog.
LeBron James has hit more game winning or game tying shots than both Michael and Kobe combined. Check the stats.
Let me ask you a question.
Is that true?
Mm-hmm.
Really? That is insane to think about.
Well, is it because
I would have told you that I thought Kobe was even more of a closer than any of them. But so and LeBron hit more game-winning shots than both. That's incredible.
They just released that's incredible. On ESPN. And if Lenny's question was, is that because he's played more games? That's part of being the best fucking basketball player.
The best ability
is availability. No, he played 17 seasons. It's not our fault that fucking Michael took off fucking 2 seasons.
I'm not.
But again, Michael's entire career. He made it to the final 6 times and won 6 times. LeBron's made it 10.
Let me ask you a question.
Lost 5.
Okay, I got 2 questions for you, Nick. Or in Jose.
Lost 5.
Question number one, Jose. Is Scottie Pippen a top 10 player of all time?
No.
Top 20. Not even
close. Not even close. I don't even think he's top 20. I think that's cap.
If you think Dwayne Wade's a top 10 or top whatever, you think Scottie Pippen's not?
Dwayne Wade's the third best shooting guard ever to play the game.
Right. Let's join teams and go to Miami and win a championship with Pat Riley.
Okay.
Third best.
So he's the third best shooting guard of all time.
Where does Scottie fall into?
Scottie Pippen's not even in the top 50 players of all time. But Jordan
Scottie's top 50.
He's 30.
Scottie's top 50,
80. Top 30.
Okay.
But here's the thing. I think the list is fluid. Because right now, where do you put Kevin Durant? Where do you put Steph Curry? Like, where do you put James Harden, who I think is overrated? Where do you put Russell Westbrook? Where do you put these players that we're seeing now do these amazing things? Like, yeah, guess what? These people that you old heads kind of hold on to in their allure and being gray head, like, those dudes get pushed down the list. Because guess what? Kevin Durant, if you put him back in Michael's time, would have given all of them buckets. Scottie Pippen being the greatest defender we've ever seen, he wouldn't know what the fuck to do with Kevin Durant. As nobody now knows what to – you guys have to be fluid with the fact that, guess what? There are going to be people who come along as time progresses who are going to be better than who you revered to as the best.
Sorry, Kevin Durant also couldn't win a championship without Steph Curry.
I don't want to say couldn't. Again, there's a lot of other factors that people don't take into consideration. Like, being the best player on a trash team, you're not going to win. Because you want to sit here and act like Michael was sitting here, like, balling the fuck out. You're going to ignore the fact that he has Hall of Fame players like Scottie Pippen, Steve Kerr, Dennis Rodman. Like, these are Hall of Fame players that he played with in their primes.
How about Bill Wellington, Bill Cartwright, Craig Hodges, B.J. Armstrong?
Everyone has role players. Stop. Name me 3 other players on the Miami Heat when they won besides Bosh and Wade.
Ray Allen.
Udonis Haslem. Ray Allen.
Exactly. Okay, there you go.
Udonis Haslem's still in the league.
Udonis Haslem hasn't touched a basketball court in 8 years.
Well, yeah, when LeBron left.
All right, hold on.
LeBron James exiled everybody.
Wait. So who has the biggest competitive spirit out of the two?
Michael. I'm not biased.
Does anyone in any sport of all time have a bigger competitive spirit? Maybe Ray Lewis?
Kobe. Kobe had a competitive spirit like that.
Because he embodied Michael.
Stop.
Ball hog or not, I think Kobe had that same drive that he wouldn't be outworked. I think Kobe was the same type of competitor that Jordan was.
We talked about this before. You can't say these – you say these things on an eye test, but if you look at the stats, that's not true. Kobe made the best – in his opinion, he made the best basketball. But he thought that this best – every shot that he's putting up was going in. But Kobe was a hell of a passer. Just as he was a hell of a rebounder, just as he was a hell of a defender. Again, we get lost on this eye test. Then again, when you watch Michael play, Michael was fucking poetry in motion. Like, the things he did with the ball, the way he moved when he was in the air. Yes, I think Michael holds this spot, again, as the greatest basketball player because there's this allure to him. There's this it factor when you watch Mike. We all watch The Last Dance and they slow everything down and they put it in black and white and they make it a little choppy and you watch how he moves and it's so graceful, so beautiful. Yeah, and it just stirs up all these feelings in Jose again, like, oh my God, I needed this, right? All his little endorphins and hormones get flowing again. Like, stop it. LeBron James is a better overall basketball player than Michael Jordan was. But Michael can be the GOAT because he just did more for us and we hold on to it that way. And he did make better sneakers.
So did Did something just happen just there? Did you just
does make better sneakers?
No, this is actually how I started the conversation, Josh. Okay. I started the conversation by saying Michael LeBron is the best basketball player we've ever seen. If we're talking about the sport, but as far as we're looking at, if you want to hold what embodies the greatest, Michael just did something for people that hadn't been done before. And I think that's what holds him at that spot. This was never a debate for me. I'm tired of Jose sitting here fucking.
How many game sevens did Jordan play in the finals? Zero. Okay. So on your, you think LeBron's a great passer, right? Which I do too.
Can I ask you a question?
I'm talking.
Come on.
Excuse me, Mr. President. I'm fucking talking.
All right, come on.
I'm fucking talking.
You can keep talking. I'm asking you a question, so you can keep talking. Name me, please. The five best basketball players Michael played against.
Bird, Magic, Thomas.
Wait. In their prime.
Hakeem.
All of them. Hakeem.
In their prime.
Hakeem.
Okay, Hakeem.
Patrick Ewing.
Two.
But you don't think Magic was in his prime when he played?
No, Magic was already telling people that he was passing the torch to Michael. Larry was also Larry had two bad knees and half a bad back.
Did you forget when he was a rookie? He dropped numbers on the Celtics inside the Garden in a playoff game.
Again, yes, Jose, I get that. See, you're blurring the facts. Just answer my fucking question, please. Hakeem and Patrick.
In their prime, he played Shaq in his prime. They beat Shaq in his prime.
Shaq was not in his prime until he got to the Magic.
You can't tell me to answer the question, and then you're giving me your opinion on what you think is right.
You know what? I'll take it back. I'm sorry.
That's like, hey, where do you want to go to dinner? No, hey, let's go here. I don't want to go there. Like, don't ask me a question. I give you the answer, and you're rebutting the whole thing.
I just said, go ahead, answer.
I'm not trying to get on the Supreme Court, Mr. President. I'm just trying to give my information.
Hold on.
Wait, there's a fly on Lenny's head.
Hold on.
Can I ask my question?
Hold on. One more minute each, and then we got to wrap this up.
I just have a question for Nick. Okay. You think LeBron is a great passer, as do I, correct?
Yes.
Do you think Magic Johnson was also a top-tier passer?
Yes, I do.
Okay. So, in the any point in time on the Lakers with Byron Scott, who's going to the Hall of Fame, James Worthy, who's in the Hall of Fame, Kareem Abdul-Jabbar, who's in the Hall of Fame, who do you think would take the last shot on that Laker team? Michael Cooper. Who do you think?
I don't really understand your question. It's not very clear. Like
Magic, who's also a great passer. Magic, who's also a great passer like LeBron, and I am giving LeBron his pops some passing, takes that last shot. And there's actually finals highlights, against the Sixers when Magic came out and played center and took the last shot as a rookie against the Sixers to win the championship. He didn't pass it to somebody else who was wide open. He took a shot.
To be the greatest player of all time, you have
to take the shot.
Take the last shot.
Yes. Not always.
No matter what.
Your boy passes the ball a lot more than he takes the shot.
You know what? I'm going to take the last shot.
Bullshit. See, you keep saying these things that are uncorroborated facts. Like, that's bullshit.
I'm going to take the last shot. This is a debate that'll go down forever. We could probably spend 5 days here, which we won't today. God. Part two will come eventually. Josh, any final words?
This was fun. but I love being able to have like a heated debate like that between friends. You know, there's a million conversations we can have one way or another on topics like this, but this is one that's relevant to pretty much everybody, so it's kind of fun. These guys are pretty passionate about it.
The best part is sports are meant to take us out of reality for 3 hours out of the day, and I'm glad that, like Josh said, we're all so passionate about, you know, our sports. Josh and I, football. These two guys, anything that UConn does, hashtag UConn. Shout out UConn.
Shout out UConn.
Okay, gentlemen, I appreciate it. He's Jigman3131.
Yep, yep.
Big Nick the Chef, DA. I don't know, Parquet.
Does.
And he is Josh G1226. Only took
Hope you guys.
Everyone have a wonderful night.
Take care.
Thank you for enjoying this episode of The Top Shelf. And as always, you can follow us on Instagram, Snapchat, LinkedIn, and Twitter. Our music was created by Slater. That's SLDR_music. And as always, have an amazing day.